It is important for what motive we come to Jesus Christ, with the attitude with which we receive grace. Do we receive it so that we may know God and God's blessings be within us? Or do we receive Him for something that we could receive of material value or money, or we think life will be better, or this whole Christian thing is, and prayer is, some sort of a magical trick of some kind? There was a man like that in the New Testament. His name was Simon. He's called Simon Magus. That means Simon the magician. And when Philip came to his town in Samaria, he had all the people fooled with all his magic tricks. But when Philip came, they went over to Philip because Philip, full of the Holy Spirit, was performing signs and miracles and preaching the gospel, and people were being baptized. But Simon was curious. He was fascinated by these signs and miracles that had been done that he could not do. Listen to what happened next. Acts 8, verse 14. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. For as yet he had not fallen on any of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. And when Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hand the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money, saying, "Give me also this power, that on whoever I lay hands he may receive the Holy Spirit." But Peter said unto him, "Away with you and your money, because you had thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. You have neither part nor lot in this matter, for your heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent, therefore, of this your wickedness, and pray God, if perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven you. For I perceive that you are in the gall of bitterness, and in the bond of iniquity." Then answered Simon and said, "Pray you to the Lord for me, that none of these things which you have spoken come upon me." And they, when they had testified and preached the word of the Lord, returned to Jerusalem and preached the gospel in many villages of the Samaritans. You see, Simon Magus was fascinated about the miracles, and he was jealous that these apostles had the power to lay hands on people and they would receive the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is something that comes from God. No man can own it. No man can have it for money. And he was angry because he had lost his hold over the people through his magic tricks. He had been baptized in hypocrisy and was in what Peter called the bond of iniquity. Let's pray. Oh, Father, I pray that I would be sincere in everything. Lord, I pray that you would prompt me to lay hands on people and pray for their healing and not be upset if the healing does not come. And when it does come, Lord, that I don't take credit for myself. This is not for me, Lord. Help me when I pray, that I may pray sincerely. Help me when I ask for the Holy Spirit. I ask so that I may have the eternal presence of God in my life. That's what I want, Lord. I don't want anything that will aggrandize me or make me to appear great in the eyes of other people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.